We're going to dedicate this shiur in memory of Yisrael ben Menachem Mendel, which is Mr. Bergman's father, his ritzayt is tonight. What I want to do is I want to just end with the topic that we've been dealing with the past couple of days and just give an intro maybe to the next topic. And that is the bracha of Brachot HaShachar, which is the bracha of Shasali Kor Tzorki, where the Gemara seems to imply that bracha specifically deals with shoes. And we saw machlokas, so we take the Gemara literally, meaning every time you do an act, you make the bracha, you know, your shoes, your coat, you wake up, open your eyes, take a step, bracha, bracha, which seems to be the Gemara. Nonetheless, we saw already, the Rabbi Shonim said, no, you just rattle them off, it's about bracha shevach vada, so it doesn't apply to you, it doesn't matter, it's more about the concept that exists. So the question is, maybe that should be applicable here. Shasali Kotzarki, also about shoes. So here the question, what about Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur? Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur, there are no shoes, we're shoeless. Shoeless Joe Jackson, right? We're shoeless. So what happens if you're shoeless? What happens if you're shoeless? Meaning, specifically on
Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur. So
on one hand, say it anyway. On the other hand, if I'm blind, so I benefit from blue of sight, but the day of Tisha B'Av Yom Kippur, no one's benefiting from Shasali Kotzarki. So maybe you could argue it is in fact different. Oh. The Aruch HaShulchan says, not different. We say the bracha.
All right.
That's what we generally do. That's the minhag, that's what we do. Mishnah Berurah seems to imply the exact same thing, similar to the Yalkut Yosef. That being said, that's a minhag, okay, so we don't do it. And he even says there's no minhag better not to do it because Safik Bracha Bahakal, and therefore we shouldn't do it. The Pisuki Tshuva seems to say that according to the Ariel Kadosh and the Gra, we don't in fact make a bracha because there's an Isser of Levishat Na'alayim specifically on those days. So it applies to everybody, yes, and everybody is not doing it, and therefore perhaps the bracha should not be recited. What about Mavir Shena? Also. Meinai, you don't wash your face on this regular Kippur. Maybe it'd be a little, it'd be also applicable. He says, no, that might be different because, you know, not totally usher. I could do a little bit, right? I could remove some cobwebs from my eyes. That might be okay to do. Anyways, but he said, very interesting. He says, Aval minhag olam levarech brichot elu. The Pisuk HaTshuva says, minhag is to recite them. And in fact, that is what we do. The next topic.
You could also wear non-leather shoes. And
that
also.
But that was like unheard of. That's like a modern thing, right? Didn't apply. Non-leather shoes are like.
Not real shoes.
It's like socks.
Why does the bracha have to be talking about shoes?
The Gemara says, Shasaldi kol tzorki. Mamash, the last, remember, we live in a world of affluence. We don't appreciate. But shoes were considered, like, everyone needed a coat. Everyone needed pants. Everyone needed trousers. But shoes were only for, like, the upper class citizens, right? There's no Nike. There's no, you know, what do you do with a Nike? How do you live with a Nike and Reebok? So in those days, shoes were considered something of, listen, at the end of the day, you don't really need shoes. You walk around barefoot. No. Why not? Why who needs shoes? I mean, look at Avram. This is Parsha, no? The Racha Tzulag Lechem. I don't think they're wearing shoes. Mm-hmm. No, I think that's the right. So people didn't wear shoes.
Sandals.
Meaning, okay, so I go sandals. But again, so it could be. I mean, it appears that okay, who they wore sandals. But again, it was this cheap. Again, it was a sign of affluence. You never see, you know, the people who didn't walk around topless. People didn't walk around without pants on. Right? That everyone had some type of cloak of a garment of some sort. But it appears that shoes were in a different realm and that they were considered something else. So anyways, Lamaisa, we recite them anyways. If I'm not mistaken, if you take the art scroll, I believe they put it in brackets and they say some don't, but I think most, I think it actually says that. I remember that Yom Kippur wasn't that long ago. I think I remember that seeing somewhere. And I believe also on Tisha B'Av, in the Tisha B'Av art scroll, I think it also says a bracket. There are minority opinions and there's some footnote of some sort. Okay, I was going to begin with Bruchot HaTorah, but I guess maybe we'll start clean, God willing, next time, which is a fascinating topic for so many different reasons, but that we have to wait 24 hours minus 7 minutes. Bye-bye.